Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you with your garden, the number to call is toll-free, 855-660-4261. You give us a call and talk with Tom. He'll get you set up, and we'll try and help to give you some ideas of maybe some last-minute Christmas gifts, ideas on how to take care of the plants that you currently have in your home right now, and some ideas of just a last-minute gift for that favorite gardener of yours. And there's a lot of things that they can use that you may not even be aware of at this time of the year. A lot of the garden centers have put this stuff away, but they can easily get to them for you. And there's always the gift card that makes a great stocking stuffer or a present for your favorite gardener. That way, when spring arrives, that person can go down to the garden center, pick up his seed trays, soil, the seeds themselves, and begin to grow all of his own plants. So if you have any questions, now's the time to call, 855-660-4261, and we'll work together to make things an awful lot of fun. You know, poinsettias have changed a lot since I first started working with them. I remember when I was in college that when we grew poinsettias in the school greenhouses at the University of Massachusetts, that we would take a 6-inch or an 8-inch pot, and in the very center of the pot, we left a hole. And it was a little solid pot, something around 2, maybe 2.5 inches, that was put into the pot. Soil was filled in around it. The cuttings for the poinsettia were put in, and they were grown. But there was this hole in the very center that was there because of this empty plastic pot. And being new to the industry, I could never understand why they put an empty plastic pot. Well, the reason was, back in those days, in the late 60s, early 70s, the poinsettia was not like it is today. And the poinsettia grew tall, because in those days, the poinsettia was planted and it grew on its own. Today, the poinsettia can be grown at any height. You can grow a poinsettia at 3 to 4 inches tall, or let it get up to be 6 feet tall. And this is determined by growth regulators. Well, in the early days of poinsettias, for your parents and your grandparents, the poinsettias were tall. And you always had a big empty spot in the bottom of the pot. So it looked like sticks. So what would happen is, when the poinsettias were being ready to be shipped, that plastic pot was removed and a small fern was planted in the center of the pot to fill in the space and to make the plant look a lot thicker and a lot fuller. So times have changed. No more fern to use. The plants are grown with a growth regulator. They stay compact. The foliage stays on there, and they do a lot better. So times have changed with the inventions of growth regulators and the new methods of growing a poinsettia. Tom, do we have a caller?
We do.
Who do we have up first this hour, Tom?
First up, we've got Ann from Maine with a question about Clivia.
Ann, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you.
Good morning, and Merry Christmas to you, too. I have a wonderful Clivia that I purchased a couple of years ago with a yellow flower, and this is the first year it's blooming, but there's no stem. The flower bloomed right down in the leaves.
It grew right inside the crotch of that plant, right?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you had the Clivia or Clivia?
This particular one I've had for about three or four years. I have others that I've had for like 15 years, and those have not bloomed since I've separated them.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I was always taught at school is that particular plant will grow best if it is pot bound. So if you divide a big plant into two or three pieces, repot them, and like you would a normal plant and give it some room to grow, the plant will get thicker, will get fuller, will produce more and more leaves, but may take as long as 3 to 5 additional years for that plant to become pot-bound. And sometimes you even need to have it in a plastic pot, and the pot will become misshapen by the quantity of roots in that pot. So what I want you to do is, when next time you're at your local garden center, I want you to find a root-stimulating fertilizer. And there are a couple that are very good, blooming and rooting, made by Fertiloam, will help to encourage the root system to get thicker. And then, of course, the new mycorrhiza. And the mycorrhiza is going to work a lot faster. It doesn't matter what type of mycorrhiza product you use, but use it on a monthly basis. And within the course of 3 to 6 months, the mycorrhiza fungi will double the size of the root system, and instead of waiting 3 to 5 years for the plant to become pot-bound, you could actually have blossoms in a year and a half to probably 3 years to have active bloom. Now, the other thing is, in May, when the threat of frost is over, take your Clivia, put it outside where it's going to get some morning sun and shade in the afternoon, and take care of it like you would geraniums or impatiens, growing them on your deck, and you keep them outside in these containers until the kids go to school in September, and then you would bring them in, and there's a very good chance that they would bloom. But the secret is the plant has to be pot-bound. If it's not pot-bound, it's growing comfortably, making a lot of leaves, that's a good thing. But try a mycorrhiza, and the one that's available at a lot of garden centers is called Plant Thrive. And that will help to double or even triple the root development of the plant and give you blossoms a lot faster. The other thing, too, is the Clivia is a plant that in September, when you bring it in the house, put it in a south-facing window. That will help to extend the flower stems. If it's in a low-light window or it's just getting maybe some morning sun or late-in-the-day sun, the flowering stems themselves tend to stay shorter and almost like they're stuck in the foliage. So lots of light, feed them on a monthly basis, water as needed. And, you know, don't say, well, today's Sunday, I'm going to give them a good drink. Poke your finger in there. Feel the soil. If it's moist, leave it alone, because there may be periods like this week here. We've had five storms in the Northeast in the last 7 days, a lot of cloudy weather, and the plants have not had a lot of sun, so they haven't used a lot of moisture. So watering will depend on the amount of direct sunlight and the temperatures in your home. Clivia is a plant that's more of a tropical, prefers a climate like you would find in Florida or in California. So temperatures in the house above 60 to 80 degrees, lots of light, lots of food, and you'll have beautiful long stems next year. For now, try the mycorrhiza. It will help.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected, so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected, so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horsehead pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
Good morning, and welcome back. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. It's toll-free, so you give us a call, and we will help you with your garden. If you receive our newsletter, it comes out every single Thursday. This past week, I made a list of 10 hanging plants that are easily to find. Some of them are a little bit different, and they make great garden gifts. If you don't get the newsletter, go to paulparent.com, P-A-R-E-N-T, just like mom and dad, and click on newsletter, and you can print it. You don't have to print the whole newsletter, but you could print the section that will give you some ideas of good house plants to give as gardening gifts. And some of them are quite unique. String of pearls is a little bit different. Rosary vine, goldfish plant that will give you some color at this time of the year. And then you have your traditional, the wandering Jew, the spider plant. The only plant that I don't have good luck with during the winter are the Boston ferns. They like a lot of humidity. Most of our homes are dry, and they tend to turn yellow and then brown and just thin out. So during the winter months, I stay away from the Boston ferns. There's a lot of other great ferns that are out there and wonderful hanging plants like the piggyback plant that grows in a ball and some great plants. So, you know, go down to your local nursery, ask them what they have and what the growing conditions are going to be. If you're going to be giving it to a person who's older, tends to keep their house a little bit warmer, then they can suggest plants that will do best in a warm home. If your home is kept cooler, then there are plants that will do better in a cooler growing condition. English ivy, for example, is a plant that will do well in a cool growing condition. And it will even do well in a window that's a little bit drafty. And so for an older home, if you want something tough, English ivy is a great hanging plant. Comes in all different colors, leaf shapes, leaf textures, multicolors, and almost foolproof. So visit your local greenhouse. And remember, it's cold outside right now where I live in Kennebunk, Maine. It's 28 degrees. So if you're going to go to a greenhouse, and you're going to buy a plant, first thing that you have to make sure is that plant is wrapped and it's covered. Not just put in the sleeve, the top left open. You want the top of that plant covered with either paper, tissue, or in a big plastic sleeve. Then pay for it, go outside, start your car, give it a chance to warm up. And when the car is warm up, pull up to the front door, bring the plants directly into the car, and then go straight home or to where you're going to be delivering the plant. Don't say, well, I'll stop at the supermarket, I'll pick up a few groceries. Next thing you know, you're in the supermarket for 20 minutes, and the air temperature has gone from 65 to 70, where you had the heat set, and very, very quickly, because there's no insulation in your car, the car is going to drop down to the outside temperature. So the plant's going to get chilled. It's going to look nice when you give it, but the person receiving it, within 2 or 3 days, things are going to begin to happen. Foliage will start to turn yellow. Entire branches will fall. So preheat your car. Go straight home with it. And then you'll be sure that you're giving a quality plant. Great plants to give if you have friends that like to cook are herbs. And a lot of the garden centers will have 3, 4, 5-inch pots of herbs. Things like thyme, rosemary, basil, lavender. And they make great holiday gifts to grow on the windowsill. And even greater when you want to get ready to do a little bit of special flavoring to that salad during the winter months. Can you imagine fresh basil, fresh parsley in a tossed salad? A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWHEY.com. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. If we can help you, give us a call, and we'll try and answer your gardening question. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jeffrey from New Hampshire with a question about Brussels sprouts.
Jeffrey, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Good morning to you, Paul, and Merry Christmas. I've got the Brussels sprouts. It's a kind of a funny thing. It almost looks like somebody went through with a cigar or a cigarette and left ashes on it. What is that?
You mean spotting on the foliage itself?
Well, yeah, right on the actual Brussels sprout. It looks like cigarette or cigar ashes.
Okay, well, it sounds that it's probably the results of aphids. If it's a powder, and I have had that in the past, what you'll have to do is to pick the Brussels sprouts and peel off that first layer of foliage to remove it. But it sounds to me that the plant, during the growing season, had aphids. Aphids is a sucking insect that's pulling energy from the plant. And at times, especially if the season is warm, it's pulling more of the energy from the plant that it can use, and it drops it. It will almost spit it out. And it's sticky. It's almost pure sugar. And it will stick to the foliage, giving it a discoloration or a spotted look. And then what happens is this sticky syrup is called honeydew. Pure sugar. It's like maple syrup. And a black mole called sooty mole will grow on this sugary substance that has been left there by the aphids. It could also be mealybug, but usually aphids is the problem. And I'll tell you, I've had it in the past. It's made the Brussels sprouts overall smaller in size because I wasn't paying attention as much as I should have been. And all I did was just break them all off the stem, bring them in, peel a layer of the Brussels sprouts out, and they tasted fine. It's not something that will penetrate and go in two or three or four layers of tissue, usually right on that surface. But yeah, in the future...
You can just blow it off or rub it off. You know, it's not like... It's like an ash.
Right, right. And as I said, you can wash it right off very, very easily, and it does not affect the overall taste of the Brussels sprouts. It's just that you lose that first layer of leaves that makes that miniature cabbage. So they end up being a little bit smaller. The taste is still good, and with the amount of cold weather that we have had so far, the Brussels sprouts flavor is at its peak right now. The secret with Brussels sprouts is cold. And if you can get days where it actually freezes the plant solid, it will break down the starches into sugar and give the Brussels sprouts a lot better taste. So just wash them up, clean them, get them ready for a Christmas dinner, and you'll be in great shape next year. What you want to be aware of is during August and September. Keep an eye on the plant, and what you can do is you spray the plant with something organic called all-season oil. And all-season oil is a highly refined paraffin-based oil that when you apply it to the plant, it will coat the insect and the eggs of the insect and smother them right on the plant, and that will eliminate that powdery or that sooty mold to develop on that plant. But, you know, you should be okay. Just clean it up. I've had it in the past, and the flavor is still there. It's just that you have to peel off some of the leaves, and your Brussels sprouts do get a little bit smaller, but the taste is still there. Jeffrey, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it. Sure.
Another question. Oh, good. Our neighbor had moved away, and he knows I'm into gardening, so he gave me like a third of a bag of fertilizer, and I didn't know if I could just spread that on the garden or into the compost pile, but it says
22-1-4
on it.
Okay,
22-1-4 fertilizer, or if that's maybe strictly for the lawn only.
Yeah, 22-1-4 has an awful lot of nitrogen, and if you were to put it in the vegetable garden, you would make the plants grow very, very tall, and you wouldn't get uniform growth. I would save it until the spring and put it on your lawn rather than in the vegetable or the flower garden. The other thing, too, is if it's a chemical fertilizer, something made by Scotts or a company similar to that, and you apply it to your garden now, a chemical will be released with the rain and with the weather. In between now and spring, the fertilizer will be gone. So for now, keep it in your tool shed, in your garage, in March. Spread it on your lawn. It will help to thicken the grass. But I would not use it in the vegetable garden. You want to try and get something that's a little bit more balanced. And if you can use organic rather than a chemical fertilizer, it's going to last a lot longer. The other thing is take the opening of the bag and, roll it tight. And then take a piece of duct tape and tape it to try and keep the moisture from getting into the bag and making it into a solid block of fertilizer, because moisture will do that. And it should be okay. If it does get hard, then just bang it on like your driveway or on the floor on your tool shed to break it up. And then disperse it, and you'll be in great shape. Thank you.
Because it says 50% bio and 20% XCU. And I was wondering what that CU was and what the other 30% would be.
Well, they can't put a fertilizer in a pure form. So I'm going to guess that the remaining part is a filler. Because if they put in pure fertilizer and you didn't apply it properly, you would burn everything in your garden. So a lot of the fertilizers that are manufactured today, they will use what's called a carrier. And they'll use corn cob. They'll use vermiculite. They'll use organic material like that they can either spray a liquid fertilizer. It's absorbed on it, and then it slowly releases it. But to put in a pure fertilizer, if you're not careful, you would be burning everything. And that's probably what it is that's in there. Corn cob is a waste product. It's just like a sponge, and it's a great way to absorb a liquid nitrogen, phosphorus, potash, and that way you get a granular product that's uniform, that contains the same number and the same percentage of fertilizer in every single particle. But vermiculite, again, is something like that. Corn cob is easier, less expensive, and really doesn't have any other use, while vermiculite is used as insulation in attics to try and hold the heat. So, and also the corn cob, once it's in the ground, will break down, and it's a great form of organic matter. So wait until things get into the spring mode, late March, early April. Who knows what's going to happen? Last year, in March, people were in the yard. The frost was gone. By April, people were planting. By May, the gardens were growing. This year could be a whole different ball game, and that's why we use the gardening book as a guide to give us ideas on when to plant. And the other half of the information comes from what's happening in your experience in the garden. So don't rush the season. Right now, read, get some ideas, and start to plan your new garden. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. You give us a call and we'll help you out to have a great garden. Those of you that planted roses, please take a few minutes between now and the new year, and if you're go buy a garden center, buy a bag of bark mulch and build a mound of just inexpensive pine bark mulch around your rose bushes. It does make a big difference. Insulation is what you have to think about. And a newly planted rose is not fully established for a couple of years. They're all grafted, and where the roses are grafted is the most delicate part of the rose. Now, to know where they're grafted, look for a swollen area that resembles your fist. And you'll see branches coming out of that swollen area. And that's what needs to be covered. So if you can put 3, 4, 5, 6 inches of just regular pine bark mulch or whatever you can buy cheap, create an igloo-shaped mound, it will help to prevent the freezing and thawing and keep that grafted portion of your rose bush insulated during the winter months. And if we have a winter with lots of snow, that's wonderful for your roses. We have a winter where you have snow, then it melts, and then we have snow, and it melts, and we have cold weather. That's what kills or really hurts roses. And the other thing is, do not prune. And I stress that. Do not prune your roses at this time of the year. Right now, they are a sealed unit. And if you make a cut and you cut back your roses where you made that cut, it will not have time to seal. Moisture will escape, your plants will die back, and if we have an open winter with not a lot of snow cover, your plants could die back totally, and when spring comes, nothing could be alive. So don't prune, never in the fall of the year or early winter.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. A little cool outside, a couple days away from Christmas, and if we can help you with some gardening ideas, give us a call, toll-free, 855-660-4261. We're still going to Alaska. We're a little more than half full. It's August 7th to the 19th, and it is going to be a great vacation, beautiful gardens. The glaciers, the cruise through the Inside Passage, Denali National Park, all kinds of great excursions. You can go fishing for salmon. You can go kayaking and a lot more. So if you'd like to get some information, give Large Travel a phone call. Their number is 800-322-9481, but to see the beautiful blue ice of Alaska, the wilderness, and a lot more, it is going to be quite a trip. And Large Travel was able to get some wonderful pricing for this vacation. And I think if you've always wanted it, this is your time. August is a beautiful time to be in Alaska. Absolutely gorgeous. And you're thinking, what's the weather like? The weather in Alaska in August is like it is in Boston. So unless you're in the glacier bays, then you have to put on your winter jacket. But once you get on the open water and into the cities and towns, it's just like being in Boston. Same type of a climate. Let's go to phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next, so we've got Doris from Maine with a question about a tree forming.
Doris, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
And Merry Christmas to you, Paul. Years ago, you gave out ingredients for feeding a live Christmas tree in the house, and we lost it this year, and we're desperate to feed the tree.
Okay,
I think
now,
it had taro syrup in it.
Yeah, now, was this a cut tree or a bald and burlap tree?
A cut tree.
A cut tree, okay. Yeah, so what you need to do is you need to get some sugar into the plant. Now, hopefully, when you made the cut, the tree itself did not run out of water, because if the tree runs out of water, the pitch will plug up all of the intake tubes, and no matter what you put in there, it's not going to go up. So as long as there's water in the stand, it's being drawn up every single day. You use a tablespoon of bleach, and the tablespoon of bleach will take care of any bacteria
that's in
that water. You're going to use a couple of ounces of either caro syrup or molasses.
Okay.
And what you're going to do is you're going to mix everything with a pint to a quart of water. And I've used a quart and have had very good results. But
okay.
You need something that has a lot of sugar in it, in molasses or caro syrup, and it doesn't matter if it's the clear or the kind of that yellowish colored caro syrup, but the bleach is something that really does help to prevent any of a fungus develop in it. And if you've ever had a vase of cut flowers and you look at it for the first 4 or 5 days, the water is nice and clear. After a week, it gets kind of milky.
Right.
And that's the bacteria that's forming in the water, and it's plugging up the pores. If you add some bleach, that will prevent that from happening. It will keep the water uptake tubes open, and that way the caro syrup or the molasses can get up into the plant and keep it happy, healthy, open, and able to pull all the water that the plant needs to stay nice and green.
Oh, thank you ever so much.
Oh, I thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday, both
you
and
you too,
and your crew.
And all your crew.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.